Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Steelers start 2-0 for the first time in a very long time, and they have statistically the best defense in the NFL. They've allowed the second most points, second fewest points, 16. The Chargers are the only team to give up fewer, and that is the fewest they've given up since Mike Tomlin's first year through two games, 2007. They have made it their expertise to win games ugly. Mm-hmm. They have a doctorate in that. These guys.
Yes. 500 level team when it comes to winning games that their fans don't even want to watch.
Well, I enjoyed the first half yesterday. I can't say as much about the second half. The second half,
if you're a masochist, you enjoy the second half.
It was like when a snake wraps its body around a prey and just slowly sucks the life out of it. Mm-hmm. That's what the Steelers did to that game yesterday. And I can't really blame them for it. They're not playing a game for my... Well, the game is an entertainment product, but...
Allegedly.
Aren't we most pleased when they win than if they lose? Would you rather watch the Steelers
lose
45-42? I'd rather watch them win 13-6.
I got to be honest, man.
No, I don't want them to be boring.
I just don't want them to be boring. Win or lose.
Well, they were boring for an hour and a half. And they were fun for an hour and a half.
I demand 3 hours.
So you got a mixed bag yesterday. Would you have been more entertained if you were a Bengals fan and it was a very close game, but you lost again to Kansas City? I would not.
That would have actually been a more entertaining game to watch. But yes, I would have probably felt like it was Lucy pulling the ball away. They go Chargers at Colts, Cowboys, next three games. On paper, how many of those teams will they need to have, like, presumably a good offensive performance to beat?
Maybe 2 out of 3.
Chargers, Cowboys?
Maybe. I mean, the Chargers are taking the air out of the ball, too. Look at Justin Herbert's passing stats through two games.
Did you see this from Palazzolo, by the way, about passing in general in the league? Pending
yes,
Monday
that's...
Night Football. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Passing touchdowns in the NFL through 2 weeks. 105 in 2019, 110 in 2020, 110 in 2021, 105 in 2022. Last year, 86 through 2 weeks. This year, pending Monday Night Football, which I doubt is going to feature 10 combined passing touchdowns, 66. That's it. 66 passing touchdowns.
That's why we have to, I think, evaluate the Steelers differently, because it's not only them. It's more pronounced with them offensively, but it's... Right now,
some league-wide trends that are
scoring touchdowns are not easy. Patrick Mahomes threw for the fewest yards in a game that he played from start to finish without an injury, I think, ever yesterday.
His QBR is like the same as Fields so far
right.
this year.
So
league passer rating on average is down.
And that's why I've been more willing to praise Fields for the games he's played. Do you feel like the Steelers are a good team? I'm just going to ask you that straight up. Because on Twitter, I asked this question after the game, and I've never seen maybe something that was more 50-50 in my entire life. Like, it's just been right down the middle.
I asked the same question today, and it got way fewer votes. It got only 1,200 votes. I'm sure yours got 6,000. 57% say the Steelers are not a good team. 55%, it was a day full of poll questions here. 55.5%. Has Justin Fields done enough to hold on to the starting job when Wilson's healthy? Say no, he hasn't. This is my favorite one, though, after both of those. If you had to pick one team to win the AFC North right now, it would be 49%. The Steelers.
A bad team. Or not a good team. I guess not good and bad. They're not the same thing. You can be okay or you can be
decent.
But
more people who've responded to that poll think the Steelers will win the division if they had to pick one. Then think the Bengals and Ravens will combine.
They're not a good...
I think they're not a good team to answer your question.
They're not a good team right now, even though they're 2-0. But I think they have more potential than last year. because I have so much more faith in the offensive coordinator being able to figure it out once he has a quarterback that's played more than two regular season games here, once his best, I don't know if he's going to come back at 100%, but say Amalu's their best offensive lineman. He hasn't played in the first two games. There are, I think, aspects or components of the Steelers' offense that make me believe that they can go from offensively, from point production, one of the worst in football through two games, to an average one. The defense is as advertised. I've been screaming for the Steelers, given all of the money they spend on defense, to look like an elite defense for a full season. Not spurts, not ups and downs, to be great, to be the standard bearer in the NFL. And they look like that through two games.
Okay, hold on. I have to stop you there because I agree they've been spectacular on that side of the ball for the most part. How can you not take into account the fact that it, to everybody's eyes, and I know Cousins has a lot of, you know, game tape that shows he's a pretty good player, but he did not look physically right in that game. And also, Bo Nix and that Broncos team, if it weren't for Bryce Young right now, might be the laughingstock of the NFL offensively. So how do you not at least take into account the way the teams that they've played? Now, if the I will amend this. I will, or I'll throw this caveat in when talking about their defense. If Kirk Cousins goes out tonight in prime time on the road against Philly, 30 points, I'll come on the air tomorrow and amend this statement and say clearly they are already better than I gave them credit for because Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, I think the Steelers' pass rush made Kirk Cousins look bad more than Kirk Cousins is just cooked and done.
But what about Bo Nix
as a quarterback? No, Bo Nix is awful, and the Steelers didn't give up even against an awful quarterback. And you were not Kenny Pickett's biggest fan. But a fluke play can happen. A guy can catch it, break a tackle like Demaryius Thomas did there, and take it 75 yards. A running back can find a hole. A linebacker misses a tackle, and then that guy is gone. Those types of things can happen even with very shoddy quarterback play. And it's not like, especially the team 2 weeks ago, Atlanta, it's not like the Falcons don't have dudes that are entirely capable of doing that kind of stuff. So the longest run against this defense has been 16 yards. Yeah, they've not played. It's like, it's not quite the college football analogy of like playing two MAC teams to start the season. But yeah, they've gotten maybe a schedule break in terms of the offenses they've played against. But they've looked great against them. They haven't played down to the competition in either game, which I am ecstatic about. And I think Arthur Smith, even though I don't consider him to be like a top five offensive mind, he is good enough to be an NFL offensive coordinator, and the guy they had last year is still jobless and unemployed.
And will be.
Right now. So,
well, Smith's offense in the, I will say to that point in the first half, it was nice to see an offense that appeared to actually be sequencing things with a purpose in mind. As opposed to Matt Canada, who I feel like was just throwing it at the wall, hoping something stuck.
It was very vanilla yesterday because that's the type of ice cream that Mike Tomlin wanted because of the dog feces that were being.
Do you think Mike knows that he can't win a Super Bowl that way, though? Like, better question. Do you think Mike believes that he can win a Super Bowl this way? Can. I'll ask it in the affirmative.
I mean, I would hope not. Yeah, I would hope that
okay.
He. But the only thing that is. The only thing that would make me more as the season goes on, if these offensive numbers don't correct themselves and right themselves, well, then Tomlin being so comfortable in these types of games, and now the rest of the league is being forced to play these games, everybody else getting dragged down into the mud, that will make the Steelers look better.
I don't think this is going to last, though. I think the offenses are going to start
I don't think
clicking.
It will either, and the league, I think, will start making officiating calls to expedite the offense getting better if push needs to come to shove on
that. So if this game happened in week 8, Broderick Jones doesn't get called for a holding penalty, Van Jefferson doesn't get called for OPI, and we're off and running.
Do you think
that's
an absurd notion?
No, I think
you're
right.
I think the league knows that points sell, and they can't be pleased that like all the money's being doled out for quarterbacks and these games are getting played 13-6.
There's a difference between like a 19-16 or 16-13 game where you can tell the defenses are just like playing awesome and like making great plays. In a game like the Steelers-Broncos, where for one half, one team looks competent offensively, and the other team for like 55 minutes doesn't look like it can do literally anything.
Donnie, football, the Steelers are 2-0 and one of five undefeated teams in the AFC. Do you think they're a good team?
All in all, no. I don't think they're like super far away from it, though. Like I do think the defense is elite, but yeah, you have to take into account what we saw them play. I think Denver's really bad. Especially on offense.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think Nix is very good with anything more than like 8 yards down the field. I've also thought, and I know you disagree with this, Pony, that Sean Payton was mostly a product of Drew Brees, and he showed what a numbskull he was yesterday on multiple accounts.
He's a charlatan.
Yeah, it was not a good day for him.
He's a charlatan. Listen, if Mike Tomlin had
That was the first time Tomlin ever beat him, by the way.
If Mike Tomlin had pulled the stunt he pulled going for the field goal and then just kicking off deep with 1:57 to go,
yes,
and one timeout.
Yes, I would be murdering him all day today.
I know.
Correct.
But I just want you to say that out loud.
That being said, I mean, take betting lines into account all you want. They did go into the building of the team favored to win the NFC South in week one and take care of business. Kind of easily. They made that quarterback look bad, too.
And the odds makers thought they were going to have a tough time yesterday. They were favored, but they weren't any kind of big favorite
against
Denver. Yeah,
and it was a slight favorite. And
yeah,
like
because they've gone to Denver with better teams against bad Denver teams
and lost.
Yeah,
it was like the mini version of Oakland for them. They had one win there in the last 15 years. It was a Monday night game in 2009.
Yeah.
Otherwise, playoffs, regular season, whatever it was, they'd go in there and lose. They'd make Tim Tebow look like Steve Young.
They lost to Case Keenum there the last time they went there.
Yeah, that was the shallow route across the end zone that game. Yeah, I mean, they were able to go in there and win, which is good enough. But I'm not going to act like the Broncos are a good team.
Can I throw a question at both of you then to build off of the one Pony just posed to us? Donnie, you said you don't think they're a good team. You were in agreement with me. Do you feel better about this team's trajectory, though, than last year at the same time when they were 1-1 with a blowout loss and then a defense-fueled win in week two?
Are you asking Donnie this question
both of
or
you,
me?
Both of you can answer it. How do you feel about the trajectory of this team two games in?
I don't feel as good because I was still blindly believing that Kenny Pickett
was going to be a great quarterback. I guess knowing what you know now, like, yes, you were blindly believing it, but like, do you see this and now kind of evaluating that in hindsight, do you feel like this is a little bit more rosy, this picture? Because I will say, as somebody that thinks they're a bad team, not a good team right now, I do find more reasons for optimism than I even felt, Donnie, through 2 weeks last year.
Yeah, I mean, the defense looks more legit to me. Now, they didn't have to open up with maybe the best offense in football like they did last year. The defense looks more legit. It's not just counting on turnovers to win them games. Like, they are dominating pretty much every single facet when the defense is on the field. And the offense, even though the results aren't there, the final result on the scoreboard, we do see more promise with what that group has. I don't know what it is, but at least to me, it makes me feel better going forward. Like, okay, at some point, I think they can put up points. I mean, it seemed unfortunately clear early on. We just couldn't quite see it. Chris did, but maybe we didn't, Pony. It was unfortunately pretty clear early on last year that offense sucked and was not going to get any better.
Well, we knew the whole time that the offensive coordinator was awful at his job and that the everyone else was going to have to overcome that, including a quarterback that might not be cut out to be a starting quarterback in the NFL, probably isn't. We don't have to overcome that this year. Arthur Smith has been the offensive coordinator of a team that went to the AFC Championship game, and I know, I'll say it so other people don't have to, he had Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry was in his prime. He's a transcendent player. He's going to the Hall of Fame. That makes life a lot easier.
You don't have to qualify it, though. Smith clearly had an understanding of how to like set plays up.
Yes.
And also, you're even being kind to Kenny Pickett now. He's definitely not a starting quarterback in the NFL, Pony. He ain't.
Well, let's see if something happens to Jalen Hurts, because I've already made the prediction that he's going to go in and win one playoff.
Donnie, who's going to last longer in the NFL, Pickett or Bryce Young? I think this is one where Kenny wins. I don't know if Bryce Young sees four full years in the league.
If you're just tuning in, Bryce Young was benched today for Andy Dalton, of all people.
I mean, I think Pickett can be like a just fine a Chad backup.
Henne, perhaps yeah. a Chad Henne, a
perhaps
Chase.
So.
Perhaps a Chase Daniel, if you will.
I think Mason Rudolph is going to go in and play for Tennessee before the month's over and will be a considerable upgrade. And I will be interested in seeing what he looks like with Tyler Boyd, Calvin Ridley, and DeAndre Hopkins in an offense. Now,
Chris Hoak is a blood and guts Steeler who was a very valuable part of championship teams, okay? Percentage chance Hokie buys a Tennessee Titans Rudolph jersey or shows up is seen wearing Rudolph gear if all that happens. I think better than zero, my friends.
And I don't think he'll be alone in
Guess
this
what?
City doing
I'm rooting
so.
For the guy, too.
So am I. I am.
I want him to I go am. In. I don't want it to be at the Steelers' expense, but I want Mason Rudolph to do
Will
well
Will Levis got to have made two of the dumbest plays in successive weeks I've ever seen a quarterback make, too.
I'll say this about Pickett and the Steelers' quarterbacks. You put those guys in Tennessee in the first 2 weeks, they're 2-0 right now and not 0-2. I mean, just some of the worst decisions with the football I've ever seen.
Is Levis already benched if he makes those plays with Tomlin as his head coach?
Yes, I think he is.
Tomlin might take like an axe like it's The Shining and chop off a limb so he just can't play. He'd be so pissed.